Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Daily Pop. We've got a stacked show today. Mariah's men are at war. We've got to talk about how the Nick Cannon and Eminem feud has gone next level. Then, NeNe Leakes is also beefing with Andy Cohen for pointing out she re-wore a dress. Whose side are you on here? Plus, Vanderpump Rules stars Tom and Ariana will be here to show us how to make some fancy holiday cocktails. Also, things are going to get a little wild today because Doctors Ben and Aaron Schroeder from the show Heartland Docs are bringing some exotic animals to set. And we have a surprise guest stopping by. We don't even know who it is.
I don't like that.
It better be somebody good.
It better be somebody with some free stuff.
And somebody single.
We're excited for that, so stick around and see who that is. Okay, now let's talk about Eminem and Nick Cannon because this one escalated quickly. These two cannot stop feuding over Mariah Carey. So Eminem and Mariah started fighting in 2002 after he claimed they dated for 6 months. She said it never happened. The feud reignited last week after Fat Joe released an album in which Eminem insults both Mariah and Nick. Well, Nick did not handle that so well. He went off on Eminem on his radio show. He also covered Eminem's face with a grandpa emoji while posting about the album. And yesterday, he released a diss track called The Invitation, where he accuses Eminem of smoking crack and being a bad parent.
Ooh.
Now, Mariah has yet to say anything about this, but the guys are clearly still throwing major punches at each other, still talking about it, I think, on Twitter. This feud has been going on since 2002. Are we over it?
I don't understand.
Throwing punches on Twitter is like trying to pay for something with Monopoly money. It's not really real.
Right.
Like, it's not really a fight until you meet up face to face.
Yeah, but they're putting in the music. I mean, I think that's fighting words. I mean, I listened to both tracks this morning. Like, Nick Cannon sounds angry.
Well,
he got Suge Knight.
I think he
from prison on his album.
Who?
Suge. Yeah.
Do we have a call into Suge? The whole thing is very weird. I don't understand. I feel like the last time we heard about this was a few months ago when it was starting to like trickle up again. But I feel like Nick was like, I wrote a letter. I was going to do this, and then I just started to like back off of it. So clearly, this is just like, things are unresolved and they are not dealing with it the way they need to. But I agree with you. It's all about diss track for diss track. You can't go to Twitter. Even when Becca, our producer, said that this morning, that Eminem took to Twitter, I said, what is going on with Eminem?
What is going on?
What is going on with him? I'm already weirded out by the facial hair. Like, I can't even see past that.
I love the facial hair.
No. He needs to always be bleach blonde and have no facial hair.
I don't know why Nick Cannon is playing into the situation. Like, I get it. Yes, Mariah is the mother of your children. But at the same time, this has been Eminem's MO from day one. Eminem is kind of like the Weird Al Yankovic of rap music. Like, he always puts a diss in one of his songs because he knows that PR and the media are gonna pick it up.
It's gonna get people talking. That's what his whole career was. He was, his lyrics were always really good, but he always poked fun at, like, you know,
someone.
Everybody.
Ja Rule, Machine Gun Kelly, Limp Bizkit, Moby, Will Smith, Christina Aguilera.
Moby!
Every video, every song kind of sort of had a diss in it, and it has worked for him since day one. Now that Nick Cannon is playing into this and throwing more gasoline on the fire, guess what? I love Fat Joe. Ain't nobody know shit about Fat Joe's album? Now we all know because Eminem has made it possible.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is like, yes, it started over Mariah, but the digs now are directly at each other. I mean,
right.
Like Eminem is making fun of Nick and Nick is making fun fun of. That's like, fine. Mariah if you make is just fun kind of someone, what started it.
But if you want to make fun of the two people that are writing the songs, that's fine. But to bring in family and your daughter, that's a different level. But I guess he was talking about his ex-wife. But like, obviously, Eminem and Mariah had whatever romance they have, which I still don't understand how long they. Like, what is going on?
Yeah,
like,
did what, they, were what they was a the couple? Real story? Like,
they did it.
I don't know. We don't know though.
They did it.
Like. We have opinions.
It's weird that Mariah strongly denies it and that Eminem's like, it happened. Like, never.
I don't know what guy
the girl that denies it. It's usually like the opposite around.
Like, if a guy, if you go home with a girl and you ask the guy, like, well, did you whatever her? And he's like, no, but like, we did it. Like, I don't know a guy to be like, yep, that happened if it didn't happen.
Well, Eminem has confirmed that he was kind of hopped up on drugs for the better part of his career. And sometimes when you up and you're high and you're doing a lot, sometimes you don't remember if it went in or not.
He's gonna...
You know, sometimes you're like, did I do it? Maybe I did it. Did
you
I dream
always,
I did
you,
it?
Unless you are completely, like, unless somebody puts something in your drink, you remember.
He put something in his drink.
But no, if you got close enough and you and he says that it's like 6 months and they got close enough times, I mean, the chances are it probably went in.
But let me ask you a question.
But he clearly is a little buttered over it.
Okay, everybody... tweet this into the show because I want to know. A lot of my girlfriends from back home used to say, oh, it didn't count because it was just the thing, the tip. It was just the tip.
Maybe that'd be my Nobody ever does thing. That. That doesn't even exist. That doesn't even exist.
I knew a bunch of girls at my Catholic school who thought that putting it in the booty was not...
They were probably too young.
Oh, my God.
And they were trying to convince themselves they didn't have sex. That's the whole
Mariah
thing
Mariah Carey is 12 years old in her mind since day one. She is a child. She probably thinks that doesn't count. And sometimes when people are like, oh, did you hook up? And it's like, yeah, what does hook up mean?
Come on. Okay, grown-ups don't typically just do just the tip.
I do it all the time.
Oh my God. This is the first coffee I've had. I've needed it more than anything in the world.
I don't even know how.
I think something obviously went down. I think he clearly feels very butthurt about the situation. She clearly was not into him the way he was into her, which is why we're talking about it how many years later. I don't know why he's still like gnawing at this. Like, why does he care?
Because you know why?
Because she was the one girl to reject him?
No, because Mariah came back with the greatest diss track of all time. Why Are You So Obsessed With Me was number one for almost like 20 weeks, and everybody sung it. And can you imagine being a rapper who makes a living off of dissing people, and Mariah Carey comes out of the ashes with one of the greatest diss records of all time?
I get it, but that was a while ago. So why coming, why
he
now?
He clearly feels a certain type of way.
I just released this thing.
What do you think she thinks? She's probably like, what are you idiots doing?
She's like, what's the internet?
She's like, what's going on?
I bet she appreciates Nick fighting, like standing up to him. I think she probably appreciates that and likes it.
They have a nice relationship. They co-parent well. I like them. I'm really happy. It's really nice to see when people get married and then unmarried and then they still are involved in the things that you were involved with before.
So one of the things that Nick is really trying to do is to get Eminem on his show, Wild and Out. Do you think that will happen?
Yes.
No,
because
he's not going on Wild and Out. Eminem is not going on Wild and Out.
I think he should go on it. I mean, they both talk such freaking high game. They both say that they could kill each other in a rap battle or a fight,
Everyone
whatever it is.
Eminem is not going on Wild and Out.
Look,
why not?
Not gonna
why
happen.
Why not? Eminem, he reached out to Nick first. Nick called about and said, hey, man, like, come on out. Like, I'm not scared
why
of you.
Why is Nick Cannon clinking glasses? Like, there's just something else about Nick Cannon to me that's just, like, from Nickelodeon, that he's such a sweet guy. I can't take, like, the beef rap seriously. Like, when he starts throwing shade, I'm like, what, are we supposed to laugh or dance break into that? Like, I can't, I don't know.
Is he West Side Story?
It's like the Sharks and the Jets are, like, walking to what is going on? Like, Eminem's not at that point either. He has brown facial hair now.
To go Wild and Out. I need them to settle this in front of all of us.
What else are they tweeting us today? Because that's not happening.
But you know what it would be like? You remember that time that Tyra Banks had Naomi Campbell on her show to talk about their beef, and she thought that she was going to get one up on Naomi Campbell, and she was like, I'm bringing Naomi here to finally confront her about what happened. And then Naomi read her ass on her own show, and I was like, Tyra, cut the camera, cut the tape. This is what it would be like.
Yeah.
Because Eminem would go in there, hit him with an 8 Mile, and then it would be done.
100%.
But people would watch the show.
I mean, I love Nick.
That's why Nick wants him to go on, though, for the ratings. And Eminem's not stupid. He's like, I started ratings when you were still on All That. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's a win-win for both, right?
Yeah.
Can't wait till Eminem doesn't go on Wild Enough.
Okay, well, I can't wait till he does. So we're going to see what happens there. Well, there's another feud going on in Hollywood. This one's a little pettier. NeNe Leakes and Andy Cohen are going at it over a dress. Andy pointed out on Watch What Happens Live that a dress NeNe wore in a Housewives confessional this season is actually the same one she wore during a special on his show. NeNe, not so happy with his comment for pointing that out. She reposted the clip and said, "Can somebody please tell me what was the point of this? Like, I don't get it. That was 2 years ago. I wore this dress once, so I can't sit in a confessional with it on. Andy, how many times have you recycled your suits and ties?" NeNe also pointed out that the royals, Kim Kardashian, Michelle Obama, and so many others repeat their outfits too. And, you know, let's not forget normal people. Andy Cohen says that he did not mean to be shady, but a lot of people disagree with him.
I agree with her here. I don't think he intended on being shady. He just noticed something and he pointed it out. He probably didn't expect it to be the biggest deal. Everybody repeats their outfits. Everybody wears the same things. I know exactly what she's talking about. Well, I have this. It's a confessional. I'm just going to be sitting down. This is the perfect dress for that. So, but I can also see on her end, like, it's annoying. Like, it's just not necessary to bring up. I don't think it should bother her that much because who cares? We all do it.
I think it only bothered her so much because she and Eva are in a fight right now and they're feuding, and Eva was sitting on that stage and it seemed like Andy was playing into the feud by being kind of shady towards NeNe.
That's a different story.
It's a different story.
He needs to remain out there to see what Eve would say.
That's not cool.
And it was almost like, yes, I think a lot of people, in the beginning, Andy Cohen was kind of neutral. He was like the boss that everybody vied to get his attention. You wanted to sit next to him. You wanted him to like you. You wanted all these things. And sometimes, you know, you can cross that line with trying to entertain people and bringing certain things up. And I just think it was a product of that environment with Eva sitting there, her reaction to the whole situation. It just seemed shadier than it really was. So I understand where she's coming from. So I get it.
Yeah, I get it, too. I get it.
If she wasn't there, then NeNe probably would laugh it off and be like, that was weird. Okay.
She would have posted,
that was a stupid thing.
She would have posted an outfit with his that he wore twice and laughed it off.
Yeah. She would have still been a little irked, but I think I get it.
But it is just such a silly thing to point out. Like, who has not worn their clothes twice? I mean, unless they are celebrities that get new clothes every single day.
But everybody, even as a human being, you're like, if you wear something, I mean, obviously, if it's a gown or an award show, you don't wear the same thing twice, unless you're Tiffany Haddish, I guess. But other than that, I mean, I feel like regular clothes, you wear them more than one time.
I've been in the same underwear for 3 days.
Yeah.
We smell it.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. We started out messy today, all of us.
Still ahead, you guys. Our surprise guest is on their way. Again, no clue who that is. But up next, Bachelorette Hannah Brown is scrubbed from Tyler
Cameron.
Is it
Santa Claus?
Santa's
coming!
It is.
It's so Santa.
Hannah, what happened? Tyler Hannah's scrubbed Hannah.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green on a red carpet together. That's a sight we don't see. Oh, they look so good.
She looks so good. What is the deal with her never looking bad?
Ever. She is flawless. You know what? It's been 5 years, to be exact, since they last posed on a carpet as a couple. Isn't that crazy?
I love that.
Really?
I love that. Consistency. Like, they just, like, you know, I like that they're together. They pop up. They don't put it in your face. They're strong. They're obviously a couple that have worked through their problems.
I mean, they definitely have had their ups and downs. I've always get confused. I'm like, are they still together? Are they not? Because I feel like they broke up quite a bit, or at least talked about breaking up a lot. And then we just don't see them for years. And so you're just kind of don't know what's going on.
Right. Which
I think
they
do that Eva Mendes, Ryan Gosling thing.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, we're going to have a farm in Ohio. die and you're never gonna see us. And they actually really live this normal life. Like, they have three kids, they chill. She has her work, he has his work. And I feel like when they let Hollywood in and they use that relationship as kind of a currency, like, you know, some people do in Hollywood, it backfired on them.
It does backfire. And I feel like for her, you know, she hasn't really been doing that much lately. I feel like she's more of a devoted mom. He obviously had 90210. But I like couples like this that really work on their problems. Like, I think that that's a really nice, refreshing thing to see about couples in Hollywood. Because for each of them, it probably is so easy for them to just be like, nah, okay, we tried, it's done. There's a million other people waiting on the other side. So it's nice to see.
I think when you have three kids, you gotta kind of sort of keep it together.
When you have three
children.
But also, they broke up and then got back together and had the third child. And I think, believe they broke up again when they had the third kid.
I told you, it's a lot.
No, no, it was that, you know, they had that one wild night together after they had broken up. She was coming to get some stuff from the house. And all of a sudden,
those are the people that you don't break up with, the people that you have those like passionate moments with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you get to the passionate moments by breaking up because the makeup,
I know,
it's where it's
at. Or you break up and then you just don't make up and then you're like, well, that wasn't a good idea.
Well, I'm happy to see them together, and I think that they are so cute, and she looked amazing.
She looks amazing.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's one former couple you will not see posing on a carpet or even hanging out anytime soon. Hannah B. and Tyler C. So we're told things are messy, awkward, and tense between these two. It all started when Tyler started dating Gigi right after hanging out with Hannah. Y'all remember that story? Our source says Hannah was really upset about it. Tyler didn't think it was fair since Hannah didn't even choose him in the first place. So they're both kind of standing their ground. If you're Hannah, would you be able to get over it?
This has happened to me before.
Your ex-man has not dated a supermodel in public.
Okay? No,
that's a different kind of burn.
No, no. I dated a guy and went on a few dates with a guy who was a little bit older than me, super nice guy.
And how much older?
Like, you know, just like
older.
15 years 15. Older than me.
Okay.
And we had a great time. And, you know, after a few weeks of dating, we ended up going home together, not getting crazy.
Uh-huh. But
just the tip.
Just the tip.
Just the tip and the sip. I'll plug. High five. All right.
My podcast, just the tip. And we got a little crazy and we had a good time and it was great. And like the next day I had so much fun, blah, blah, blah. And then the following day, that was a Friday, Saturday, we didn't see each other. Sunday, I ran into a friend and he was talking about this guy that he was seeing and how they had a fun time. And my friend or acquaintance moves a lot faster than me. So I know when he said he saw a guy, I know exactly what it meant. And for me, it made me so disgusted that, A, we just had this great time on Friday night that you had to turn around and go hook up with somebody else on a Saturday. And literally, I'm not even joking, it might be the Scorpio in me, but I could not look at that person again.
No, it is the Scorpio in you, and I agree with that 100%. It's, like, it's fine if you're not together, and then it's the next night, and he does his own thing, which, A, like, why does he really need to do his own thing?
Yeah,
like, a day later, like, you just had fun.
Mm-hmm. But, and you're 46.
Yeah, right.
And I know your back was hurting the next month.
Oh my God.
But like, see, but you're right. Someone that you know is even worse. And not that Hannah knows Gigi, but the fact that like
we
Hannah probably
Gigi.
Feels a sense of ownership. Like, I put you on the spot. Like, I made you kind of who you are.
Well, I can't, you can't say that because they joined the show at the same time.
Right. But she was the bachelorette. He was vying for attention. She let him go far.
Yes.
Well, okay. You guys, but you can't say she let him go far.
She wanted him to go far, but
did like him.
He was vying for her attention, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that she let him go, and then all of a sudden somebody like Gigi Hadid wants him, she was probably like, what? Like, you're not supposed to be relevant to other people except for me. And Gigi Hadid is not an easy thing to kind of get over. If, like, the biggest supermodel in the world wants a guy that you didn't want, but kind of still wanted to want you.
Well, it's kind
Yikes.
Of, it's kind. I think it's exactly what Justin said. It's like you had feelings for this person. You just, because he came to her house, we all had reports that he came to her house, and then it was like 2 days later he was seen with Gigi.
That's,
and so it was, it's exactly what happened with Justin, and we've all probably been there where it's like, I thought like the whole point of you coming to my house was to like work on things, to communicate, to get back with me possibly, and then that you're like so quick to jump ship for someone famous, more famous than me.
Oh, I would be at Lisa Rinna's house having one of those Xanax smoothies with her and Harry. I would be livid.
I love Lisa Rinna, it's just a side note.
Right? Yeah.
But I also gotta say, Tyler is not 100% wrong either in the sense that he wasn't the one that she even wanted in the beginning.
Until so it's like your sloppy seconds. You. And then you're like, wait.
There should be a 24-hour saliva like clause. Yeah. Like you can't swap salivas with someone for 24 to 48 hours after we do it out of respect.
I think that's
it's true.
Fair,
and if you do, you're gross.
But people do that.
Have I done
and by
that?
The way,
I'm sure you've done that.
I have not.
You've never made out with a guy and then made out with a different guy? When well, you're yeah, single,
maybe.
You're young.
Yeah,
it happens. Okay.
Oh, you're 32?
Recently single?
No, trust me. I have intimacy issues right now. Trust me.
We're working on
well,
it.
Dana's with Dana has really got her
therapist. Yep. Okay, we're reading your thoughts on our story so far on the beef between Mariah and Eminem. Jay says, seeing how Mariah does not know J-Lo, and we know she does, I have to say I'm leaning into believing Eminem.
Hold on. Tom and Ariana, does the tip count as sex?
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't even go in.
It doesn't even count.
Oh then what is it?
Wait. Guys, up next, Tom and Ariana from Vanderpump Rules are here. We're mixing up naughty and nice holiday cocktails with them after the break.
I gotta recalculate my number.
I walk around on eggshells, and Jax does whatever the f*** he wants.
Why are you trying to hurt somebody like that?
Because it's kind of disturbing.
This is why I can't have friends that are girls.
Okay, well, you can write it in your diary. That might make me selfish. Fine, but I'm selfish.
Oh, you're just jealous, Tom.
Tom.
What is this?
I'm shook it.
Oh, honey, I am shook it too, and I'm going to need a drink after that wild preview. And so here to whip up some cocktails from their new book, Fancy AF Cocktails, stars of Vanderpump Rules, Tom and Ariana, everybody.
Hey!
Okay, before we get into this season, I need you guys to whip me up something good, because we started off the show off hot.
Here we go.
As you can see.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to make you a nice holiday, okay? Yes. Tom's going to get a little naughty
later. Yeah, okay, so what makes a drink naughty and nice?
Yes.
Like the more alcohol you put in it?
We just kind of, like, for instance, mine has, like, the dark Godiva chocolate has the light Godiva
mine
chocolate.
Mine is the white chocolate.
White chocolate, yeah. Ooh. And
my nickname in college.
Yeah. Oh. How do you guys come together for something like this? Because you're so different and you guys have different tastes. Like, how hard was it to put this together?
I think actually it made it easier because in all the ways that I kind of, in all my shortcomings is where Ariana kind of picks up and vice versa, you know?
Yeah, like I have a lot of those too, you know?
Yeah, obviously when you're working on something like this, and it's been a while in the making, you at times might lose, you know, a little bit of determination, or you might get discouraged, and then you have the other person to pick you up and, like, keep you going.
That's a perfect relationship.
Yeah. And this book is pretty, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you guys have
name some of that.
Really great, you know, mixed drinks, great. Like the Basic Bitch. And I don't do Coke. And Golden Shower. Where did you guys?
How did we get Golden Shower in the mix?
How do we get
Oh, yeah, you need that
mix.
For yours, too.
So we're going to do.
This is going to be like one cube at a time. Guys, I'm sorry, I'm doing this.
Is this like a mint chocolate chip situation?
Yes, that is exactly what this is.
Wait, how much Kahlua was in that? That was a lot.
This is a white chocolate Godiva liqueur, and it's delicious. And Tom is using the dark chocolate Godiva liqueur.
Couture.
Yes.
So the naughty holiday is made with a. It's very easy. It's all even measurements. So equal parts vanilla vodka, equal parts with the dark Godiva chocolate, and then a chili Kahlua. And if you don't have chili Kahlua, you can just add some chili powder to regular Kahlua, and then you're good to go.
See, the spicy is what makes it naughty. Yeah. Mine is like a mint chocolate, and his is like a spicy chocolate.
That is a beautiful color.
When your guests come over, it's festive.
Yes.
And then there's like a theme, because we like a theme here.
I love a theme.
And also,
we love a theme party. Okay.
These are easy also to make.
Yes, very easy to make.
All right, I'm going to give you a job.
That's the one thing about our book, is
see
we wanted to make
do
it easy
a little
for
on
people
the side.
To recreate this.
Like a little.
But you're being so specific. Does it matter if you kind of like mess up the measurements?
It's not, with a drink like this, it's not super, like, it's not like we're messing with lemon juice or lime juice where you gotta be, like, spot on.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Nice.
You just killed that.
Now, Tom, now that I have a drink in my hand, let me get to some of the serious questions. Like, what the hell did you get arrested for, sir?
The thing is I can't tell you.
Because we're gonna have to watch.
And I legally can't tell you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow. I love a man with a little mystery. Yeah.
Oh, wait, what are you shaving on top of this?
I'm just shaving a little bit of milk chocolate on top just for the final flourish.
Wow.
Just to make it.
I'm so ready to drink.
So let's start with this nice one.
Whenever you shake, guys, you always want to shake with two hands.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I have to be here all day.
And then we're going to try this naughty one after. What's the one drink that you hate when people come in to serve and order? Because for me, it was like a Long Island iced tea. I just hated it.
Well, the thing about a Long Island is you know that they're trying to get drunk as possible.
As quick as possible?
As quick as possible. Right. So they're not going to tip you.
Or as cheap as possible.
Yeah.
They're not going to tip you?
Well, no, you don't know that, but.
Well, 99% of the time.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's, I want some too.
This We're is all friends amazing. Here. And this is in the book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, look at these ones. These are great.
And whenever you're pre-batching these cocktails, like if you're going to have a party, instead of doing like 1.5 ounces, you're going to do 1.5 cups. And then you put it all in a pitcher, do not add ice. And then if you, let's say you want to make a cocktail for somebody, just pour a little bit in the pitcher into a shake it up. With
That's
ice,
good.
Strain it, and then if there's any sort of carbonation, like champagne, soda, whatever, then that on top.
Yeah. I like that.
Super easy. You're not going to be making cocktails the whole time. Here, try this.
So no ice because you don't want it to be watery in the drink.
Yeah, you don't want it to
water
down.
Started nice, now you're getting naughty.
Yeah. That should have a little kick to it.
Ooh! I finally got some chairs there.
This is
okay, you guys.
I'm keeping this all show.
We're keeping these all show.
Imagine my outfit.
And speaking of keeping you all show, we heard that you love animals.
I do. Yeah.
Would you stick around for our next segment coming up later on?
Yeah.
We have a big surprise for you.
Oh you gosh, do?
I'm so be good. Jealous. I'm so
jealous.
Oh my
God, what is it?
I'm not going to tell you, but before we go, please tell us where we can get this book from.
Okay, you can order this book
Pretty
on Amazon.
Anywhere.
You can get it at Target. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. And if you're unsure, you can go to fancyfcocktails.com, and we have a list of all of our retailers there as well.
And you guys, Vanderpump Rules airs January 7th. I am going to double fist while I wait for that premiere. And we're going to be right back with more Daily Pop. This is amazing. I don't know which one I like.
I like this one more, I think. Mm. This is so spicy. Good, but it's almost like too desserty to the point where you can't
That's
drink it.
That's why it's like so sweet.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Chrissy Teigen just shared a big celebrity secret when a fan asked how the stars hustle through airports. Chrissy wrote about a private terminal a mile from the airport that you pay a membership for. You get private security and they take you to the plane in a private car. So we're pretty sure she's talking about the private suite at LAX. Before the rich and famous are shuttled directly to their flights, they can relax in a waiting area with luxuries and reportedly, they have a two-person day bed in there.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole thing. They have an Instagram account, too.
They do. Mm-hmm. And we're hearing a membership is as much as $4,500 a year for members. Now, I've always wanted to go, but I'm too poor for that. Have you guys gone?
I have not been. I have DM'd with them, and I was going to go, and then my plans changed because then my life changed. But I've known about it. I've been very open to it. It seems like the most luxurious way to. You can shower. There's snacks. I mean, it is literally like it's like a hotel room at LAX for you to hang out in.
The backyard. I've seen it. I want to go so bad because they have literally like a whole playground basically for the kids. Like, I mean, you could go with the kid and be like, okay, go play while mom lays down and wait for your flight.
I'm sure we can organize that for you at this point, Carissa.
I think you could do it.
I think we could. I think you just, we're talking about them right now. Send us all the messages. We'll be happy to come be on your playground. We'll clean up after ourselves.
You know, if I had two children, I would actually pay for this because schlepping through the airport with kids and luggage is a lot. So to be able to roll up in there and go in there and have the privacy and have like the whole convenience, I've been in it once. A friend of mine owns a travel agency called the Travel World Group. His name is Johnny Drubel.
Oh, Keith's gonna love you for that.
And if you book something with him through his services, you can actually get that.
Oh.
You know, if you go on Transcontinental, he hooks it up for you.
Nice.
So I've been once. But I would honestly pay for it if I had children.
I think the more people find out about this, the more people want to pay for it because it just is nice because everybody hates slipping through the airport.
Ugh.
But I think for celebrities, it can be extremely important. I mean, it is hard to sometimes for them to get from point A to point B without being stopped 8,000 times.
100%.
Saying, hey, take a selfie with me, take a selfie with me, take a selfie with me. And they're like, I'm trying to make
a
flight.
And also, you can, when you get ready or you hang out there before your flight, they have a car that takes you directly to the airplane. You don't have to walk back through the airport.
Yeah. And fabulous. Who is ever in a good mood when you get to the airport? Like, to go and have to be like,
oh, security, geez, and then touch all the buckets.
Happy to meet you. And you're really like, I am so, just get me out of this. I want to go home.
I mean, the more homeless you look, the less people will talk to you. So I like to try to look like Kanye West from like homelessness.
Well, who is it they always mistake you for at the
airport? Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady, that's right.
Great.
All right, guys, still ahead. We'll get to our surprise guest reveal. Oh, we have a hint. We know him from a famous boy band.
Oh my God, is it Lance Bass?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't like not knowing.
Harry
I don't think
Styles.
That's part of the game.
Nick Lachey?
If Harry Styles walked through that door, I'm freaking the out.
Okay, but up first, Drs. Ben and Aaron Schroeder from Heartland Docs are here, and they brought us some wild friends. We're hanging with exotic animals now.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I'm gonna hear you.
Here, I'm gonna just try one trick that I used to do with my calves.
Put him in the knee chute?
Put him in the chute.
He would go good for about the first 5 seconds. Then he just blew bubbles.
Yeah, he just doesn't have that coordination, does he?
Nope, not quite yet.
Well, we got to get him fed tonight, so yep. I'm going to load up the tuber with this milk, and we're going to go ahead and just feed him that way, okay?
I think that's good.
They're so cute! Okay, yeah. We're about to talk about wild animals with our friends, Drs. Ben and Aaron Schroeder from Heartland. You guys, congratulations on the new show. Tell us about our little friend right here. He's so cute. He's a little stinky. He's so cute.
I know. We kind of were like, is that you? Is that me? Like,
what's going on like, here?
Just explain the smell to you guys. It literally smells like somebody just came from the gym. It's like the stinky sweat.
But they're like nervous.
But he's so cute.
He's just sitting here.
He doesn't
eating.
Know. That's his smell.
Yeah,
right?
Living his life.
I always thought porcupines were like those scary things that shot, you know, needles out of their backs. And like, is that really what they are like?
They actually don't. They have about 30,000 quills, but they have barbs. So you actually have to touch the quills and then they kind of hook onto you, almost like Velcro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever been poked?
No, but we've pulled a lot of quills out of, you know, dogs and even cows and horses that get really curious and stick their nose right down
What's
by the wrong
What's his name?
End. This is Snoopy.
Oh, Snoopy, you're so cute.
I know.
He's hungry.
He's hungry. Just chomping
he
down.
He loves that little here. Carrot.
What's the temperament of an animal like this?
You know,
they're pretty chill.
Yeah, they're.
I mean, they're just wandering around, you know. And then what happens is a cow will get curious and they want to go put their snout up to them and sniff them. And all of a sudden, that's when the quills come out.
Ouch.
And
I like that.
That's to protect
them.
Okay,
who's our next friend?
Oh, we've got our.
This is our woodchuck.
Woodchuck, yes.
Oh my gosh, how much wood?
Yes, which coincidentally does not chuck wood of any sort. There is no woodchucking.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing with this little hand? Oh my gosh.
No, it's the cuter ones that are the most vicious, so watch out.
Oh,
right.
No.
Right. How you know?
That's
okay?
Why I'm on the end right here.
I know, you said you weren't an animal person.
Animals don't really like me, but I also think that I'm like, I don't know, I get this like wild imagination that these animals will harm you, but that's not the case
at
all.
We talked about yesterday he wanted to wear a neck brace today because he thought this thing was going to shoot spines out.
Hey, you can't be too cautious.
No. You learned something today, right?
Yes. Okay, he's adorable. What's his name?
This is Finn.
Finn.
So,
hi,
yep.
Baby.
This hi, Finn.
Look at that face.
Him. How does a woodchuck get the name of woodchuck when it doesn't need wood?
Yes, good
You know, that's a great question. I don't know, but.
They're related to squirrels.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, little mouse. Mm-hmm. I cannot.
Is
oh,
my gosh.
I can hold? No, not that one. Something smaller.
Something smaller. I do. I think we have a hedgehog.
A hedgehog.
Oh, a hedgehog.
I'm
ready. Yes.
And so far, the hedgehog is really the only animal that is really recommended as a pet. And they make sweet pets. They are nocturnal, and they do have a lot of health
Get
them,
Mariana.
I googled this.
Okay, so it's not as
flat hands.
Flat hands.
And there are some pokes that are going to happen. Just
okay.
Hi,
okay.
Babies. What's
care,
this little
hedgie's
name?
This is Sonic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Of course.
Creative.
Yeah.
Cute. And
he's
so, what's something
sure
special about this guy?
No, I'm gonna come like Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, we're gonna
okay.
Stay.
Oh,
they come from the desert. you know.
He's a little unsure of us.
They're, you know,
look
they're,
at that little face.
Tom's like, what are you doing over there, Jeff? I feel like we need some music.
It's our
I
son.
Right like,
our son.
This is a moment.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Oh, it's
go.
Our baby.
Okay, I'll take Ariana Sonic back here.
Look at
the
him.
The Fennec Fox.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you guys, she. This is her favorite animal.
I am obsessed. Oh my God, there's a Fennec Fox here.
Yes.
And aren't they wonderful?
This is Fig.
Mm-hmm. Fig.
So we have Fig.
Can you domesticate something like this?
You know, there some people do keep them as pets, but it's really not recommended. You know, they're very quick, their instinctual habits really are very strong with these animals.
So if you did domesticate something like this, it would automatically want to eat the cat.
Well, it probably more like hide and try to kind of get away from you. And, you know, they can be a little bit destructive, but look at
any ideas why they have such big ears?
Yeah, this is amazing.
They live
so
in the desert, right? And mm-hmm. so they have to hear.
You are right.
Yeah,
you are
and they're
right.
nocturnal. Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. you are right. And they cool.
She has studied the fox.
Yes, they regulate their temperature.
I'm so. I cannot tell you how obsessed with Fennec foxes that I am. Mm-hmm. They are the most perfect. Look at the face. The most perfectly beautiful animal I've ever lived.
Tom, you're getting a Fennec fox tomorrow.
The Pokemon.
You guys have one more animal. I heard.
No, this. I think this is. It.
Oh, this is it.
Yes,
oh,
I think
so
they're
cute.
All the better to hear you with.
I know. I feel like as a mom, like I want these ears that can hear underground and know exactly what my kids are doing at all times. Like if I could zone in on that hearing.
I love it. Do you guys have a wild story about a time where it's just gone terribly wrong trying to do a checkup or doing something with an animal?
I feel like there's a few of those, and they've been captured on the show, where things are just kind of wild. You know, we live really in sort of the wild, wild west, and so this is...
We did some llamas the other day, and we dewormed the llama, and of course, their instinct is to spit, right?
Yes.
Ooh, and it was a great scene.
That's fun.
She
spit all over the place.
I took a Xanax this morning.
You said you were really nervous.
Thank you guys so much for stopping by Heartland Docs DVM. It premieres Saturday, January 25th on Nat Geo. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Up next, he's the J-Lo superfan who got everyone to watch Hustlers on his flight, and J-Lo took notice. We're talking with Joseph Longo after the break.
As of this morning, Jennifer Lopez was nominated for a Golden Globe this morning for her work in Hustlers. Hustlers is one of our in-flight movie options. We greatly appreciate if you join us in supporting Ms. Lopez and watch Hustlers on our flight today.
That was J-Lo's superfan, Joseph Longo, sharing a video of his pilot reading a note that he wrote. As you heard, Joseph encouraged everyone to watch Hustlers. Well, J-Lo found out about it, said she thought it was amazing, and she actually invited Joseph to be one of her backup dancers.
Oh!
And now we got Joseph live with us on Daily Pop.
Oh my God.
Joseph, what was your reaction when you saw Jennifer respond to you?
I was numb. I didn't even know what to expect. I thought I'd be all full of energy, but it was numb, but it teared up a little bit. Good moment.
Well, Joseph, the question I think a lot of us have on our mind is, can you dance? Mm. And what would be your song if you got to dance with Jennifer Lopez?
I can dance. Can I dance well? Probably not. I think I'd have to go with Jenny from the Block. In high school, I did for a talent show, did a rendition of Jenny from the Block as Joey from the Block. So I think I'd be good to use those moves again. I'd stay safe.
That is amazing. God.
And if you go on tour, when would tour start? Do you know?
Ooh, that's good. She just wrapped up one, but I'm free whenever. I'll have her back and call.
Jen, just call. I will be there. No problem at all. When did you start becoming a fan of J-Lo?
I've always been a fan. I was introduced to her, I think, in like 2007 or so with her Do It Well album. That was the one that hit me. My mom's also a J-Lo, so we love the nickname. And then since then, I've gone back. She's got such a great catalog of songs and movies.
By the way, when I get on a flight, depending on the airline, I can't even get a bottle of water from these people. How the hell did you talk the pilot into reading a note from you?
I tweeted at JetBlue. I was like, LOL, let me make an announcement. They responded, didn't think they will. And I was like, why not? What do I have to lose? We're taxiing forever. So I thought would be the next pilot. She was lovely, great flight crew. And they did it. I was surprised.
Thank you. Oh my
That's
God.
That's amazing.
That was awesome.
These moments go viral. It's really crazy.
Did anybody sitting around you realize you were the one who wrote the note?
Yeah, there was a woman next to me who I think you can catch on the end of the video. She loved that. She'd seen the movie. She loved it, and she loved the note. It was all good.
So cute.
Happy with how it turned out.
Okay, last question. Do you think J-Lo's going to win this year?
I think so. You know, I write about entertainment for Mel Magazine, so I think it's going to come down to her or Laura Dern. We'll have to see. I hope she
I think you might be right.
Well, congratulations, Joseph.
Thank you.
It sounds like it's been an exciting few days for you.
It has. A whirlwind, for sure.
All right, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Up next, you guys, our surprise guest is
here.
We don't know who it is. You're finding out with us. The live reveal is next.
It better be somebody good.
We're reading some more of your comments on our topics today. Nisha thinks the beef between Eminem and Nick Cannon is a publicity stunt. She says Nick Cannon takes it personally that Eminem was with Mariah. And Andy, on Andy and Nene, Deb says Andy was trying to be shady but came off like a bully. Consumerism at its worst.
Ooh.
And Rachel says Andy Cohen is way too rich. He forgets normal humans don't wear clothing once and throw them away. He thinks clothing is disposable.
Okay, I don't know about that.
I think he's just trying to make a joke and it didn't land. Okay.
Wrong time.
We have a surprise celebrity guest coming in right now. We have no idea what is going on. Who is it?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh,
Baskin Robbins. See you guys.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what? I want to spread some holiday cheer for you guys.
Oh my God.
Baskin and Robbins and DoorDash. Obviously, I hooked up with them and they sent me a bunch of stuff. But here, this is awesome.
Yes.
This is a polar pizza.
Oh my God. Get us some forks.
So if you want to, yeah, we got.
It's a
pizza. It's a pizza. You pick it up and you eat it like
cream?
A pizza. Yes.
Oh,
what is everybody?
I got some Jolly Mint. I got a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
I got a bunch of things. So you guys go. Yeah. So honestly, I've been doing stuff with Baskin and Robbins and DoorDash, and I was like, basically, what's happening is going around. You actually can get it's $5 off for the Baskin and Robbins, but also zero any fee, delivery fee, if you put in Tis the Season promo code. That's what I'm doing.
God.
So I'm going around. I'm actually literally going to people's houses too.
That's amazing. This is like the best kids'
what
party.
What flavor is this?
That is, that's a Jolly Mint. That is ridiculous. Here, wait. Seriously, look.
I have an ice cream guy.
Yeah, you go.
Since we have you here, what are your holiday plans?
My holiday plans?
Besides
having this, of course, 100%. My kid, are you kidding me? My kid is like, I'm actually going to bite this.
You should. It's really, really good.
Because I've had it before, but I'm taking it again. Anyway, so I'm going to be actually with my family. I'm going to be in Orlando, actually home, chilling, hanging out.
No work.
Yeah. This cream is my favorite.
Did you try the mint?
Let's
go. I got more.
Let's go.
No, here.
Hey, you know, we were talking.
You remember that NSYNC Christmas album? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. Merry
Christmas. Oh, my God.
You keep singing that. We may have to pay some rights.
You're in everybody's holiday, playlist.
It's weird. It really is weird because a lot of people now, it's become the staple. Obviously, you have Mariah Carey's song, which is, of course, a staple in everyone's house. But now, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays is one of those. It's weird. It's weird.
Because you had that. You ever trying to do that?
Zoe's so happy.
Hey, I have to ask you this. We were talking earlier about this special private suite that they have, the LAX for celebrities. Have you ever been to it?
No, but I ain't that cool.
What do you do when you go to the airport? You just trek through and do
stuff. Hi, my name is Joey Batone. I have the TSA in the clear. I go cool. I get to cut the line. That's about it. And then I sit at the gate and wait. I ain't that cool.
No.
People just stop up to you nonstop?
Yeah, they go, hey, why are you not in the VIP thing? I said, because I can't afford it. Times are tough.
But you know what? You have a good deal, Baskin Robbins Grubhub.
Yes, I do.
Oh my God.
From now until December 22nd, so you guys should check
it out.
This is so nice of you to bring all
these sweets. You know what? I just want to spread some cheer, and why not with some ice cream?
We love you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Who's Emmett? Let me ask you a question.
You got to be a question.
All right, man. We've been talking. I'm eating all day.
Go for it.
We've been talking about this beef. You know, between Eminem and Nick Cannon.
Mm. I heard about that a little bit.
When you were in, when you guys were first starting out, you guys had a beef too.
Eminem said, Chris Kirkpatrick, get your butt kicked, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, he said that, which I thought was funny. Chris thought it was hilarious too. So to me, I think it's more of an homage, I would say.
Yeah.
Because you know what, honestly, if you're getting negative things from Eminem on his song, you've made it.
That's
like being on The Simpsons. You know what I mean? That's like being on The Simpsons.
That's amazing. You've been on The Simpsons, haven't you?
We have, yes.
That's amazing.
See, that's when you say you made it.
You've totally made it. I don't know how you don't get stopped nonstop at the airport.
No. He does get nonstop. He gets
they
stopped
do. They
nonstop.
They go, is that Joey? And they go, no, it's somebody else. See, for me, I'm just normal like everybody else. I don't need the VIP, although VIP treatment's great. Don't get me wrong and stuff like that. I mean, come on, do we not?
Why not?
Hello, I just brought Baskin Robbins for you.
I have never felt more VIP than I do right now.
I love this.
Joey Fatone, thank you.
Thank you.
So
you know
much.
What? With the beef also, with Eminem and Nick Cannon, they should get Baskin Robbins. Maybe keep the peace there.
Yeah,
peace
of
season, people.
I love it. It's the holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hey, that's our time. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at eDailyPop. Yeah. Have a great day, everyone.
And don't forget, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Yes. See you guys, Daily Pop. Woo! See you tomorrow, people. Not me, but they will.
Cookies and cream is my favorite ice cream.
I know. This is my favorite.
I'm so pissed. Cookie dough. That's wrong.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
No problem.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.